are listening to This Podcast Could Have Been an Email, presented by Berkshire Community College.
All right, welcome to episode number 4.
I know, we made
of
it.
This pod, I know, it's kind of
4.
Crazy.
Yeah. I know, we're still going.
And we went for episode 3 to 4 and the mustache is still in place.
Still in place,
yeah,
I know.
Great.
I didn't get any comments either. No one came out by and was like, hey, what's going on with the mustache?
Really?
So either they're not listening or they took my advice at the end, but it said, please don't come and talk to me about my mustache.
Mostly people wanted to talk to me about Sister Act 3.
Uh-huh, I saw that, yeah. Sister Act 3.
I got a number of emails and texts that there's a rumored Sister Act 3.
Yeah.
I don't care unless they bring Lauryn Hill back.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
This is the 4th episode of This Podcast Could Have Been an Email, and this is a departure from what we've done so far.
Right.
Instead of having people who work here, we have students, and I'm really excited about that, and really grateful because it's spring break. It's the Friday afternoon of spring break.
Right.
And you guys could be laying on a beach somewhere, I guess, but you're here with us,
else.
And
yeah.
we really appreciate it. So I have Victor Reyes and David Castanero with us, and there is a chance that we might have a third student who will join us while we're recording, and if that happens, we will introduce them at that point.
Absolutely.
So this is really about you guys, and I've got David sitting to my left. So David, tell us a little bit about who you are and what brings you here today and what you think people who work here might want to know about you and the student experience.
So for people who don't know me, my name is David Castanero. I am the SGA president for the 2024-2025 academic year. I am studying criminal justice here at BCC currently. I at first was a liberal arts major, but then I switched to criminal justice.
Tell us about that.
So I was originally a liberal arts major just because I wasn't sure what I really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But then my family suggested criminal justice for me. So I was looking at criminal justice. I'm just like, okay, I'll take one course within criminal justice just to see how I like it. So I took one course in the fall and it was interesting.
It's great.
And so I switched to criminal justice later on in the fall. Now I'm officially one right now.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I went to Pittsfield High School. I graduated back in 2023. I was a cross-country athlete as well as track and field athlete. I tried getting involved in various ways, but it didn't really work. So here I am just as involved at BCC than I was at PHS.
Oh, you went to PHS. That's great.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. Don't worry whatsoever about feeling like you have to answer all of these specific questions on your sheet. We'll get into that. But
yeah, Victor, how about you?
Well, my name is Victor Reyes, like you introduced me.
Victor, do me a favor and just speak into the mic, though, instead of throwing your head back
okay,
and
sorry.
Forth while talking. It'll help with the sound, I promise.
My name is Victor Reyes, and so I'm a liberal arts student. I'm pursuing a career in government work. So I want to be like some type of politician or some type of legislative branch type of person, but for the most part, right now, I'm getting more involved in local community work. So,
great.
Like volunteering.
I remember talking to you at lunch at the CCSLA conference, and you were, I think you were thinking about law school.
Yeah, I was, because originally I wanted to be a lawyer. So, I study some type of stuff at my house, but it's not like stuff I can learn at school. So, I just saw something recently about Harvard. I'm not sure if it's like official or not, but pretty much like if you make under 100K, you can like go there tuition free. And
200K.
Like, 200K,
for certain families and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to quit my job and tell my kids to do nothing but study for the SATs.
That would be pretty cool. Well, you need a 3.7 GPA to make it in.
That's actually interesting. So, but to be most politicians are lawyers. So you're on the right track either which way.
Right.
And it's interesting because most people don't like politicians. So I'm surprised that you're like, you know what? I'm going to change that. I'm going to change their minds. I'm going to be the best politician there is.
Yeah, I feel like we need younger politicians.
Oh, absolutely.
And
right?
The younger and more respectful type, you know, that think about the community more than themselves, for sure.
Wow. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, do you live in the city of Pittsfield?
I do, actually. I've been out here for about 8 years.
You want to run for city council? I'll be your campaign manager.
I'm not sure. I mean, if it happens, it happens. Something like that. You know, I'm kind of just going with the flow at the moment.
All right.
So whatever happens, whatever doors open for me, I'll take advantage. But yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Our colleague, Linda Claremont, used to be the mayor of Pittsfield. Yeah. And I just want to make it clear that Jonah and I are not talking about you, Linda, when we say that people don't like politicians.
That's a fair point. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, sorry, Linda. I'm not referring to you. Although Linda would agree with me, I think, as well.
I mean, you know Linda's been through it.
She understands. So that's great.
Victor, what brought you to... Dave, you went to PHS and came here directly from PHS, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your path that, you know, from the time that you graduated from high school or completed your education or however you did that and ended up with us?
So pretty much... I went to PHS a long time ago, way before Davey was even around for sure. But I used to go there, and then so I was like kind of like a troubled youth. So I chose a different path, and I got my GED at like 15.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I took a different route.
That's a really difficult
exam
to pass at 15.
I didn't think of it as much of a challenge. I didn't view it much as a challenge. I kind of just did it, and
it is. You know, I mean, you must be pretty smart.
Yeah,
maybe I guess, but
you're a good politician. Look at you, the humble brags. This is great.
I mean, no,
because
there's way more smarter people than me. You know,
right.
So I feel like I see where you guys are saying it from. You know, I understand that part, but in the humblest way, you know. Thank you for sure.
Yeah. So you got your GED at 15, and then you found your way to BCC later on?
Found my way to BCC a long time later. And, it should have been something I should have done a long time ago when I got my GED, because I actually got my GED here at BCC.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's kind of a cool dichotomy. So we have both of you went to the same high school.
Yeah.
You took very different paths to get here. And I think it might be interesting to kind of hear about what the pathway looks like from high school directly to BCC, and then one that's a little bit more circuitous. So mm-hmm. Can we take a break, and when we come back, we can do that.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we will get more into your paths from there to here. And once again, you're listening to this podcast. Could have been an email at Berkshire Community College. Have you ever wondered when the summer and fall registration period opens at BCC for 2025? Well, wonder no more. Summer registration opens for currently enrolled students on April 1st, and summer registration opens for all students on April 7th. Wondering why I'm burying the lead on fall registration? Well, it's because this commercial has to be at least 30 seconds. What may shock you, though, is that fall registration opens for currently enrolled matriculated students on April 1st, and there are a bunch of other really important dates at berkshirecc.edu/advising.
And we're back with Davey and Victor, two of our Student Government Association representatives. Davey is, of course, the president of SGA this year. And we left but right before break, and I was going to ask you guys to talk a little bit about your pathway, how you made the decision to come to BCC, and what that looked like. So, Davey, I'm going to start with you. So, you know, go back and you think about fall 2022, spring 2023. At some point, you're thinking about what I'm going to do next, and take it from there.
So right before I decided to choose BCC, at first BCC was not on my list of colleges to go to. In spring 2022, I was thinking like MCLA, Westfield State, Western New England, or any school within the UMass state system. But my family said no to all those options because those were too expensive at the time, and it probably still is too expensive for them. So they convinced me to go to BCC, and I'm just like, screw it, and now I'm here.
That's going to be a billboard, Davey. That's what I'm going to put on a billboard. Your face with, screw it, now I'm here. BCC, there you go. That's a whole tagline.
So when I first found out a bit about BCC, I didn't know they had a student government association until I attended one of the new student orientations leaders at the time, Mari, Christabel, and Gloria. Mm-hmm. They were telling me about it, and student government was always one of the things that I've wanted to do since high school. So
you were not on student government at PHS?
I was not, nor class council to be exact. Mm-hmm. So the minute I found out about it, I already knew that I wanted to do it because I wanted to make a difference to this campus. So when September came around, I was appointed in, and the rest is pretty much history from there.
That's great. That's a great story. Thanks, Davey. How about you, Victor?
I'm sorry. What was the question? I was I was so focused on his story.
It was a good story.
It was really good.
I mean, you talked a little bit about how you had this break between high school and coming here, okay. and at some point you made the decision to join us. I guess I'm interested in why us and why at that time.
To be honest, I kind of figured it was time for a change. I was going through situations in my personal life, and also my daughter, she was born in 2021. So it was kind of like I did a whole 180. So before her, I was doing something different, something I wasn't proud of or whatever. So like I wanted to do something that, you know, my whole family can be proud of, not only my family, you know, like siblings, mom, but definitely not my daughter. Yeah. So being a first-time father to a daughter, I kind of wanted to be that model for her to look up to. Like, okay, I want, you know.
Yeah, I have two daughters. It changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does for sure. You know, like having a son is one thing, but a daughter is a completely different other thing for sure. So, yeah, I took that long break, and seeing my daughter, that's what, you know, knowing the for sure, like, okay, I got to switch things up. And, you know, I kind of knew I had the potential for it, so I just took a shot and went for it.
And you joined us when?
I joined you guys summertime last year. Enrolled for fall.
You were
because
you did
second semester.
Yep, because you did STEM Starter Academy.
Yes, I did.
I think that's where we actually met.
STEM Starter. Yeah, that's where we met for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And in both instances, for both of you, I think the fact that we had free community college that we were yelling from the rooftops actually didn't impact your decisions almost whatsoever. In fact, Victor, I think you told me that you didn't even know it was free.
Yeah, I actually didn't. I was just like, whatever, I'll just...
We're about to lose them to Harvard.
I know, seriously.
I figured, you know, I said, if I got to pay student loans, I'll just do it, you know, get started with it, and whatever happens, happens. So, and then I came here, and I figured out it was free, and I just kept going, and then so now... The next college that I wanted to go to when I was way younger is now will be able for sure for me to get to.
And so are you planning on doing your 2 years graduating and transferring, or do you think you might transfer before you graduate?
I plan on doing it. I plan on getting my degree here for sure.
Okay, great.
And if my GPA requirements to my specific needs don't meet, I'll do maybe another degree here before I depart.
But, I mean, it's smart because, to be fair, you can have as many associate's degrees as you want under Mass Educate, right? You just can't get that bachelor's and it's going to stay free. So pile them up, right? So it's not a bad idea.
That's my goal. You know, as long as I have the GPA requirements for it, I'm pretty sure I'll be able to get in there.
Is it Harvard? That's the next school you're looking at?
Yes, Harvard, yes.
Wow. Yes. We got to make that happen. I'm going to make a commitment. We got to make that happen.
I got to lock in with my studies.
Exactly, that's really, really exciting.
I mean, it's free.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what room and board costs, but that would be crazy. We should make this. So this is our commitment on this podcast. Could have been an email. We're going to get Victor into Harvard. So
that would be cool.
And Victor, you're the parliamentarian of the SGA, right?
I was going to mention that earlier. Yeah, I'm parliamentarian. I actually just got that position. I kind of work my way up. Anywhere I go, anywhere that I work for or I'm involved, I work my way up. I don't want to just like say, oh, I'm a know-it-all, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. No, I kind of just want to prove my way up, and that's
pretty much what I'm doing. So you've really, dived into Robert's Rules of Order?
Yeah, I actually have two books. I got one from Abby Powers, and I kind of found one in a box out by Patterson Fieldhouse, our gym.
Do you think we should test Jonah on his knowledge of Robert's Rules?
Honestly, if you test him, you'd have to test me.
We won't.
Point of order. I just know you have to a discussion after any debate or discussion, right? You have to have that discussion.
We make a motion, then you get a second.
Then discussion, then you vote. Yeah. I had to do that in my United Way days. I had to lead those.
I don't know what I did with it because I moved offices recently, but I have this little laminated cheat sheet.
Okay.
Ooh. Which I highly recommend if you're the parliamentarian.
All right.
Yeah.
We've got some of our own, but I definitely
okay. Good. Oh no, you've got them. Great. Right. You're a step ahead. So we jumped into student government. It is possible. We've had a lot of new people join our team at BCC in the last year. Yeah. I'm not sure that everyone who works here was aware that we had Student Government Association or what it is that you do. So maybe you could let our listeners in on that.
Yeah, David, you want to say something?
So what SGA does is that we basically present the student body we put together events for students to participate in. Like coming up next week, we got pizza with President Kennedy, both March 26th and April 1st, 12:30 to 1:30 in the SBA lounge.
What kind of toppings does she like?
I have no clue. She seems to like any topping though, I guess.
Yeah.
And next Friday, oh no, the following Friday, we have CCSLA, which me and a couple other SGA members are going to that.
Can you tell me what is CCSLA?
Community College Student Leadership Association.
Oh, wow.
It's basically a conference where all community colleges across Massachusetts, as well as maybe Rhode Island, they go to, and we basically just, it's basically like a get-together in a way with breakout rooms and different other speeches in between.
The April one's a drive-in.
Yeah.
The one in the fall that all three of us were, and where I met Victor for the first time,
right.
Is an overnight thing. So if you are a listener and you're a student, it's one of the cool benefits of SGA is that you get to meet people from the other students from the other 14 community colleges and other student affairs kind of leaders and professionals and learn about leadership. It's a great way to build community. If you're a faculty member or somebody who advises students, another thing to talk to your students about.
Yeah, we actually just went to Boston for the State House.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we went to the State House to advocate for the MassPerg student Hunger Free Student Campus Awareness.
Yeah, Hunger Free Student Campus Initiative, yeah.
Yeah, initiative, yeah. So we kind of just went over there, and it was my first time going to the State House, but it was also my first time lobbying. It was pretty fun.
Perfect
for
you.
Pretty cool experience. Yeah, we went with the SGA members. It was about seven of us.
That's cool. Yeah, and a couple staff members. A
couple staff members, yes. Dylan drove us, and Abby Powers are...
How's Dylan as a driver with a van? How'd that go?
Dylan is a very good pilot.
All right. That's a very diplomatic way of saying that. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a really super quick break here, and you're going to hear a commercial from me, and then we're going to get right back, and we're going to learn more about the SGA and its representation of the student body and more about our guests and who they are. So stick with us. We'll be right back. What is a falconer? Good question. Google says it's a person who flies a falcon. Now, whether that's on its back or in its talons, I don't know. However, I do know that the Falconer Awards are taking place on Thursday, April 17th in the Robert Boland Theater at 2 p.m. The Falconer Award is given to students in recognition of outstanding service and or excellence in academic studies. Please celebrate their achievements with us on April 17th at 2 p.m. in the Boland Theater.
Welcome back from break. We are with Davey and Victor talking about Student Government Association. I think one thing that's kind of in my mind is we have over 1,800 students that go to school here, some of whom are like the two of you that are very, very engaged and know what's going on campus. But we have other students who have very complicated, busy lives. They drive here, they take their classes, meet with their advisor, and then they're going back to work, and they don't really have time to be involved in to the level that you are. For them, what is the role of student government kind of in the college's decision-making and governance structure, and how would those students know how to connect with you so that they can have their voices heard if they have an opinion or if they have a concern that they want the administration to know about?
So that's actually a great question, Adam. What I think students can do to find out more about us, we're currently trying to get SGA merch made out. So like maybe on the first week of classes, us who are SGA members going into the fall could wear SGA merch to class. And then maybe that will have some people questioning like, oh, what is that? Can you tell me more about it? So on and so forth. SGA, we basically... Another thing we do is that we basically listen to other students' concerns. And then if we feel like the concern is urgent, then we bring it up to higher-ups, and then higher-ups can make a decision on what to do from there. And if it's something that we really can't do nothing about, then we just do our best to try to make a solution, but we can't make any promises.
How do you all fit into the kind of overall decision-making at the college?
Most group decisions is basically the majority of the group. So like, let's just say if one person had a decision that would basically have to go by the rest of the group, whether or not if they agree with the decision or not. And then if the group agrees with the decision, then we move it forward.
But like, I think Christina and I are coming to a meeting pretty soon because we want to have a conversation with you about raising fees, right? So you're part of the overall college decision making. We have a shared governance process with a number of different committees, and SGA has representatives on those committees. So if we want to make something that's been working its way through shared governance the last year is open parking. That would go through, I think, the SIFT group, which mm-hmm. is one of the groups that talks about facilities and other types of kind of physical changes on the campus or financial changes on the campus. But you have a representative at that group. Then after it leaves that group, it goes to a central governance committee, which you also have a representative on, right?
Yeah.
So do you know, can you tell us how you all work with those policy changes and decisions?
How we work with those policy and decisions?
Yeah, so if Victor is the representative, I chair the student affairs group. If Victor was the representative on the student affairs group and we were talking about, I don't know, what's something we might talk about?
Whether or not we should allow bears on campus.
Should we allow bears on campus? And we have a debate, and Victor wants to bring the student voice forward to that discussion. How would you facilitate that?
So what would happen is that we would basically put that item on the agenda to talk about with the group, and then if it's something that we want to discuss more about, then we can put it on to the next week's agenda.
Yeah.
And then whether or not if we want to make a decision or not, then we would just make the following decision the week after. And then that's when we'll make our final
decision.
Yeah,
I think you're selling yourself a little bit short there, because I think one of the things that you are alluding to but not getting to exactly is you guys have a lot of power to influence decision-making on this campus. And I think that you might not – maybe you haven't – you've only been the president for this semester, I believe, and you've only really been here for a year, so maybe you haven't actually exerted that influence yet. But again, if we wanted to have a conversation of whether or not we should prevent bears from coming on campus, which actually was a conversation someone brought to me once, I'm not kidding, then what does that look like? You would have a stake in that, and you would have a say, and I don't know that folks know how valuable your input actually is to those process.
Yeah, an example of that is I chair a food advisory committee, and the student SGA rep had brought forward that they wanted a different kind of container, and you may have noticed that the containers have changed in Burke's Cafe.
Yeah.
That was student voice. There's a 10% off button that you can push when
Epic
you buy
10.
Food.
Yeah.
Yep. That students get a 10% discount. That's advocacy and decision making that came from student leadership. So I think the student voice is really important.
Yeah.
And we make sure administratively that students are represented on these different decision making groups. So to Jonah's point, you guys have a lot of power, as you should.
Yeah. I also have a goal of having, we're celebrating our 65th anniversary this year. And so on August 16th, we're mm-hmm. having our BCC Community Fest. And as we're planning that process out, one of the goals is to have at least 1,000 people come to campus to celebrate their, alma mater or celebrate their community college.
I thought you were just bringing 1,000
people. I'm just bringing, I don't even know, yeah. I don't know 10 people that I could bring to campus, let alone 1,000. Unless we're counting cats, I do have 6 cats, if I could bring them to get my numbers up. But the idea of this, of getting 1,000 people to come to campus, I thought, we have 1,800 students. How do we get them to come to their campus on August 16th? And so I reached out to the SGA and said, I want your voice at this planning session, because you would know what would get you to come here, right? You're the best advocate for yourself. And so I still don't have anyone, by the way, so you could pressure some folks. I do need a representative from SGA or the student body in general, because we want this to be the celebration of your community college as well. So that's sort of how that influence actually dictates how we actually operate our thinking. We always tell folks that we're students first. But to be students first, you have to go to the students, right? So it's us attempt at doing more to ensure that you guys actually can influence things. So
yeah, for sure, we definitely do. We represent the students for sure.
Here. Yeah,
yeah. We want to make sure that if there's any concerns or any type of trouble, recently, we don't have a political sciences course here. So
yeah,
I kind of went on my way and reached out to Lori Gordy, and we're working on something right now. So
that's fascinating, actually. I think that's a really interesting way to think about the role that, especially how much it's going to impact your experiences as a student here.
Right.
In a liberal arts major, it gives you opportunities to be much more flexible in your educational opportunities. But to say, I want to know more about political science and I'm sick of reading textbooks on my own,
right.
How can BCC influence that? I think that's a brilliant way for students to make a difference. I didn't even know we didn't have a political science class.
Pretty nice compliment to Lori, too, that she's willing to take, have a student come in and think about curricular changes based on student demand and student voice.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised that, you know, she was interested. She got back to me pretty quick, and she was excited about it. That was what took me off.
Normally, in that kind of conversation, she just tries to convince you to major in sociology. So I think there might be some growth from Dr. Gordy in this case. Is like we're going to have her on the podcast now.
Yeah, we'll have to if she's listening, you know, make sure she gets on here. Tells us why sociology is so important as a major, but also I think the role that she's playing to ensure that we have opportunities to have these classes available to our students is brilliant. So so we're going to take our another break, and then we're going to come back for our final closing session with our guests from the Student Government Association. So stick with us. We're going to be right back.
Did you know that BCC has received a generous donation from Stop and Shop to the tune of $7,500 in gift cards that will be used to supply food and toiletry items for the BCC campus cupboard? In celebration of the partnership and this generous gift, BCC will welcome its Stop and Shop partners to the Connector on Wednesday, April 2nd at 1:30 p.m. This event will include a reading of student testimonials about the impact of the campus cupboard. Special shout out to Megan Donnelly for all of her work in making our cupboard such a vital resource for our students.
And we're back, and this has been a lot of fun having Davey and Victor here for this conversation. This last segment's only 3 minutes, but I want to ask you both the question. If you had known what you know now when you started at BCC, what would that have been? And like, so what advice do you have to your current students? But maybe even more importantly, because of who I think listens to this podcast, what do you want the people who work here to know about the student experience at BCC? Davey, I'll start with you.
So for students, I'd recommend that they get involved right away, because what I realized, getting involved actually helps with academics too. Like, you do better in classes if you're more involved. That's what I've noticed, at least. I've been passing every semester so far with good grades.
And you're busy. I mean, you're busy as outside of school as well. You have at least two jobs. You work at Patterson, and you also work in the community. Yeah. So on top of that, you're everywhere on campus.
Yes.
Like, literally everywhere. I can't avoid you, even if I try. And you're saying that, you know, getting involved is the way to also increase your grades. That's brilliant.
So. I even went for a run after work the other day and ran into David.
Yeah, you can't avoid him.
David. I almost, like, literally almost ran into him.
And one advice I'm going to give to faculty and staff is try to get more of the support services and clubs more out there to students, so that way they know about it first thing, like a new student orientation, so that way we get more people involved on campus, so that way they can add that to their resume and add it to their success path, basically.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
That's great advice.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah. How about you, Victor?
Yeah, for sure. Well, like a lot of students, I didn't know about the Student Government Association, so I learned about it quickly, though. My first semester, within like that first week, I learned about it, and it's actually, I think I learned about it through Davey. I'm not too sure, but I ended up joining, and pretty much the way I look at it is like kind of like local government or federal government. It's like, if you want to change, you have to go out there and get yourself involved. So it's just kind of the same thing here. So get yourself involved.
That's great. I think Jonah and I super appreciate both of you for being on the podcast today. But furthermore, we just appreciate you. You're both really great student leaders. I've enjoyed just kind of the similarities and the differences in your own stories. I think that illustrates who our students are and will help other people. Jonah, anything?
Yeah, I think one thing that I think I could speak for Abby in this way is that generally I've been at the college for 7 years, and I've never seen a more engaged Student Government Association in my 7 years here. And I've had the opportunity and the pleasure of presenting in front of you guys twice now, and it's just been a really really engaging opportunity, and you guys are doing some really phenomenal work. And so I think that if folks who are listening to this podcast haven't had the experience to meet with their SGA or learn more about their SGA, if you want to see our students engaged in this campus community, I think a good place to start is with our Student Government Association.
I think that's really well said, Jonah, and I think a shout-out to Celia Norcross, our Dean of Students, and her team, and Abby Powers for the work she's done, and other people in student engagement to get us to the point that we are kind of post-pandemic, bringing us back to today and having such an engaged group of students that we're very, very proud of. I hope if you're listening to this and you work here, one of the things that you think to yourself is, how do I become an ambassador of all of the wonderful engagement opportunities for students? How do I learn more about it? And how do I help navigate my students to these student leaders and to become our future student leaders. So thank you all. Thank you, listeners. And we'll be back again with episode 5.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah. All right. Victor and David, thank you so much. And we'll see you guys on the other side.